Hello and welcome back to Happier Life Today with yours truly, Sharice Taylor. We have a very fun topic to talk about on today, kind souls. The top five shows that have amplified and celebrated Black voices and Black culture. We're going to talk about it, but before we get into that, let's get into this. I want to connect with you online. So I invite you to check out the Happier Life Today website, www.happierlifetoday.com, where you can find out more about me, more about the services, the mission, and the goals of Happier Life. We want to hook up and or heal up your happy on today. So check us out and connect with us online. Let's get into it. All right, let's get into these top five shows. Drum roll, please. At number five, we have A Different World, taking place at the fictional HBCU Hillman College. Yes, 1987 to 1993. Started off as a spinoff, of course, from The Cosby Show with Lisa Bonet. She stayed with the show for the first season and then went on to do other things. We had Kadeem Hardison, Jasmine Guy, Dawn Lewis, Glenn Turman, Cree Summer, and so many more in that all-star cast. I think the pivotal turn for this show was season two. We had the exit of Lisa Bonet, who ironically, that's what the show was built around, Lisa Bonet, soon after Jasmine Guy's character, Whitley Gilbert, became the, kind of the centerpiece of a lot of the storylines. Though I feel that also with Debbie Allen coming on as director and executive producer in season two, she really did a great job of developing all of the characters and giving them the opportunity to showcase their shine respectively. Now, what I really, really, really appreciated about Debbie Allen and her vision and that of the actors and actresses is that they had the boldness and the vision to tackle a lot of social and political issues that very few sitcoms were talking about at the time. Okay, again, we're talking about 1987 to 1993. A Different World had storylines about date rape. They had storylines about racism, the LA riots, AIDS, and so much more. And I really feel that that was breakthrough television that was needed, and that the audiences that tuned into that show could relate to and really appreciate it as well. So yes, number five, we have A Different World. I know my parents love me, stand behind me, come what may. Remember the theme song, of course. Aretha Franklin's version was the best. Don Lewis wrote that song and sang it first season. And then we also had the concluding seasons of Boys to Men, but Aretha tore it up. We all understand that. Number five, A Different World, respectively. Number four, Martin, I'm the Man, on Fox Television from 1992 to 1997. Martin Lawrence, Tisha Campbell, Tashina Arnold, Carr Anthony Payne, Thomas McKell Ford, and we cannot forget the legendary Garrett Morris as Stan. The first few seasons at the radio station where Martin worked. Phenomenal ensemble cast. They really brought the comic relief, some deep comic relief on Thursday nights. And of course, Martin had all of the characters, Mama Payne, Otis, Shenanay, Little Roscoe, and the list goes on. Just, I still say Martinisms, you go girl, get to stepping, oh my goodness. I don't use GTD, I have to say, I don't. I don't use that one, but a funny episode. Those of you that are Martin fans, we all know the GTD episode. But yes, what I really loved about this show was the depiction of Black love and the dynamics of great friendships. And I just appreciated, you know, Gina and Martin being young people in their mid-20s or so, trying to figure out career, trying to figure out love and life and all the different things that come with that. I felt that show was phenomenal. But also, I loved all the guest appearances. Biggie Smalls, we had Hammer, we had Marley Gibbs, we had Little Richard. The list goes on and on and on. Snoop Dogg. There were so many guest appearances by so many great people. And let's not forget, that's one of the first places that I saw comedian Tracy Morgan as Hustle Man. He was hilarious as Hustle Man. It was great. It was great. Definitely Martin is on my top five list here. But let's continue on. Number three. The Arsenio Hall Show. Let's get busy. I was fortunate enough during a job that I obtained right out of high school. I was fortunate enough to attend a live taping of the Arsenio Hall Show. And the energy in there was just what you see on television. It was very high energy, good vibes, total good vibes going on. You had the posse over there and the band. And the dog pound and all of that. It was great fun. But what I really appreciated about Arsenio prior to that show, he was getting his grind on. I mean, he had opened for Patti LaBelle, the Pointer Sisters, many other musical artists through the 80s. And he had a 13-week stint as host of The Late Show. The Late Show was a late night talk show vehicle for Joan Rivers. But after Joan Rivers left, Arsenio Hall stepped in and met with, you know, a great deal of popularity. The audiences really received him well. But he had a rapport and an experience with Paramount, which eventually produced the Arsenio Hall Show, because he was also a co-host for the variety show Solid Gold. Solid Gold really gained popularity, I'd say, in the early to mid 80s. Host Dionne Warwick did it for quite some time. And he co-hosted the last couple of seasons of that. People forget about that. But yeah, he did that. And the thing about Arsenio's show, the reason I had to put it on this list is because he gave the opportunity for musical guests, black musical guests, like Guy, like Troop, like SWV, MC Hammer, etc., to have a national platform to share their music. You were not going to see the music group Jade or Escape or, you know, some of those groups that came out during that time. You were not going to see them on Johnny Carson or Jay Leno or David Letterman. They just weren't going to be there. And Arsenio gave them that platform. And also, I would say for, you know, actors and actresses, politicians, etc., he really was unconventional, I guess, outside of the norm of what the other talk show hosts at the time were doing. And I really... It was just an absolutely phenomenal show. It ran from 1989 to 1994. Unfortunately, due to declining ratings, though, it was revised for a season by Tribune Broadcasting in 2013. Unfortunately, for only one season. However, Arsenio Hall is legend to me. I think that was just a phenomenal, phenomenal show. Number two, we're getting towards the top of the list. So number two, The Cosby Show. Yes. You know what I loved? I always had fun watching the debut episode of The Cosby Show because I wanted to see how it was going to come on. He used the song called Kiss Me, but he did different iterations, different versions of the song each year. And I absolutely loved that. It was always so fun to see how the show was going to come on each year. But it ran from 1984 to 1992. It's a great run. About the upper middle class family, the Huxtables. And I think everybody could relate to the Huxtables. I know that at the time there was controversy about, oh, this is not realistic. This is not a realistic depiction of Black family life. And, you know, why not? Why is it not? Why can't a Black family be upper middle class and there be a doctor and there be a lawyer at the helm of this family? And I loved the fact that, again, it was so relatable. It talked about the struggles and the celebrations of marriage and family. And everybody could relate and connect to that. Everybody could connect and relate to that. But, you know, this was the biggest TV hit of the 1980s, you know, by TV Guide. And I mean, anyone who came up through that time, it was a phenomenon for sure. But it was number one, held the number one spot for 5 of its consecutive seasons. I feel like a lot of TV shows that run over 3 or 4 years, the last couple of seasons, it lost some of its charm and appeal to me. It tried to reignite with Raven Simone and a few other characters, but it just really was starting to lose steam. And that happens with every great show. It you know, I talked about Martin and A Different World, and I think the same things happened with those shows as well. But The Cosby Show was great. Also, I just loved, again, the elements of introducing a lot of my appreciation now that I have for jazz music came from watching The Cosby Show as a kid. My parents did not listen to a lot of jazz. I was not exposed to a lot of jazz, but I really got into Nancy Wilson and a lot of other artists that of the time, back in the day rather, that were phenomenal jazz artists, Miles Davis and the like. I really did not have any connection to jazz music until I was exposed to The Cosby Show. So it was great on so many levels for so many different reasons. But yes, it is number 2 on my list. Now, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Number 1, the number 1 show. Again, let's do a recap before we give you that number 1 spot. Let's do a recap. At number 5, we have A Different World. Number 4, we have Martin. Number 3, The Arsenio Hall Show. Let's get busy. Number 2, The Cosby Show. And here, kind souls, at number 1, The Soul Train. Yes, The Soul Train. Don Cornelius has to be the most debonair, coolest host of any show anywhere on the planet ever, because he had that presence, he had that voice. Phenomenal. I hated to miss Soul Train. I don't believe I missed many episodes. There might have been a few here and there, but it came on here in St. Louis. It came on KDNL Channel 30. KDNL 30 at 4 p.m. And I was all about it. It's Soul Train. The hippest trip in America. And it was. It wasn't just the music for me and the dancing, but it was so many of the cultural elements that were threaded into that show. And it ran let me pause. I can't forget this fact. It ran from 1970. Hear me now. It went from 1970 to 2006. There's only a couple of shows that have crossed that threshold. Entertainment Tonight, I think, is one. And there's another one. Please forgive me. I can't think of what it is at this time. But I know Entertainment Tonight, and there's one other show. But, oh my God, that's one heck of a run, is it not? 1970 to 2006. And again, some of the cultural elements I love. Number one, of course, we love the musical artist. It was great. A lot of them were lip syncing, but did we care? We didn't care. We just wanted to see them on stage with the Soul Train dancers. Some did live performances throughout the years, of course, and those stand out in my mind as well. Debuted so many people. But talk about a show that amplified and celebrated Black voices and Black culture. Soul Train is number one for me. It just, when I think back to my childhood and the impact and the influence that show had for me, as someone who, as early as maybe 9-10 years old, I was like, I want to sing. I want to be a singer. I want to be a vocal artist and all of this stuff. So seeing these artists have the opportunity to showcase their shine every week was just phenomenal for me. I loved it. But there was the scramble board, the Soul Train line, the commercials, the Afro Sheen, and all of that good stuff. I just absolutely loved it. I loved it. And I think with this list, as we conclude, I think it's time for us to really bring out some of the elements of these shows and thread them into some of the shows that we have out now. The reason that this list for me is yesteryear, these are all shows that are no longer on the air. I really couldn't find or think of any shows that I really felt amplified Black voices and celebrated Black culture the way that these particular shows did. And I'm not plugged into a lot of the current television. Over the past few years, I've got more into streaming channels and explored that, but I do not, off the top of my head, even when I sit back and scour and think, like, what's out now? What are some of the shows with, you know, Black cast, or they're talking about topics pertaining to Black life, Black experience, that really celebrate it and portray us in a positive way? And I couldn't come up with a lot. So you can always respond to my podcast. Feel free to email at happierlifetoday@gmail.com with your feedback. You can go to wherever you're listening to this podcast, through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc., and respond. I want to hear from you, because I want to know, am I missing something out here? Because I want to plug into the spirit, the excitement, the love of these shows that I listed on today. So I love if you have any to share, and that maybe they're not on main television station like an NBC, ABC, CBS. Maybe they are on YouTube. Maybe they're on a streaming channel and I've just missed it. So please, you know, share that with me so we can come back and we can talk about the top five current shows that amplify and celebrate Black voices and Black culture. You have been tuned in to Happier Life Today with your host, Sharice Taylor. And until we meet again, I wish you a happy today, a happy tomorrow, and a happy always. Take great care.